Hello and welcome to the Free Tours by Foot audio tour of ancient Rome. This tour covers the center of ancient Roman public life, politics, religion, commerce, war, and anything else that brought people face to face. We'll start at an ancient temple turned Renaissance piazza, see the Roman Forum from above, and walk through the Imperial Fora, finishing at the Colosseum. The route is a little more than a kilometer, or around half a mile, and if you just walk and listen, you'd be done in something like an hour and a half. But there's so much more to these sites than we'll address in that time. We'll be passing by several museums, and you may just want to linger and take in the details, so bear these options in mind when budgeting your time. The route is available at any time, although evening will limit what you can see. If you're planning to go inside historic sites, it's best to get started in the morning to give yourself maximum time and avoid crowds. Most sites are open by 8:30 or 9 a.m. The route, as I'll be describing it, is heavy on stairs at the beginning and cobblestone paths at the end, so dress appropriately. This area is truly dedicated to history, so food and drink options aren't as abundant as in other parts of Rome. It's a good idea to start the tour with a full stomach and, depending on how many meals you're squeezing into the day, maybe plans for somewhere to go after. If you decide to wander during the tour, you can always find the map of our route in the app, and I'll also give verbal directions to help you find your way between stops. The map might also come in handy in the event of road closures. Archaeology and preservation are ongoing on all the sites we'll visit. New discoveries in progress may block a path I recommend to you, so refer to the map if you need help finding an alternate route. Speaking of archaeology, with a few exceptions, the landmarks you'll be seeing are in ruins. I'll be pointing out a lot of columns. Make sure to look at the screen often, because we'll be sharing images of what things looked like in their prime. The app can also offer you a full transcript of what I'm saying, in case you want to double-check hours for an exhibit, find a link to a website I mention, or see the spelling of an Italian street name. And speaking of language, there are different amounts of four different languages in this tour. English, most of it, Italian, for street names and whatnot, Latin, and pseudo-Latin. Many ancient Romans are talked about in English often enough to have a special English pronunciation of their name, which can sound pretty different from the Latin pronunciation. The man English speakers call Julius Caesar would have pronounced his own name something like Julius Caesar. When it comes to people's names, I'll mostly stick with pseudo-Latin because it's likelier to ring a bell, but once in a while, when it's relevant, I'll use a Latin pronunciation too. The route is free to walk, but it takes you by several sites that offer admission. For the most part, I'll point these out as we go, but there are a few places where it's best to plan ahead. The early part of our tour will take you through several views of the Roman Forum, and I'll tell you about its major features. But all of these viewing areas are outside the boundaries of the Forum, and if you want to enter and explore in detail, a ticket is required. Those tickets can be bought jointly with the Palatine Hill, which we'll just see from a distance during this tour, and the Colosseum, where the tour will finish. You can also bundle these sites with some of the other major attractions in Rome with various tourist passes. Tickets can be bought on-site, but lines can be long. Tickets are also sold for a specific time slot to moderate crowding, and if you buy in person, there's no guarantee the upcoming time slots aren't already sold out. So the ultimate time saver is to book a ticket in advance and print it. As of this recording, Rome is still ancient enough that they won't scan a ticket that's on your phone. So if you're able, go excavate a printer and bring your ticket with you on papyrus. For the Colosseum specifically, the ticket you choose will determine not just when you enter and how long you wait, but also which parts of the building you can access. The underground, the Belvedere, and the arena floor are only available on guided tours. Finally, hours for these locations vary by season. They always open at 8:30 a.m., but closing time fluctuates, usually around sunset. There are lots of options to consider, and we've put together a couple of web pages to guide you through those options, with a particular focus on the Colosseum. They're linked in the notes. We begin the tour at Piazza del Campidoglio on the Capitoline Hill. The nearest tram stop is Venezia, the last stop on Line 8, which may be useful if you're coming from Trastevere. The nearest metro station is further away, the Colosseo station, located right by the Colosseum, where we'll finish the tour, a little more than a kilometer or about a 15-minute walk from the starting point. The closest you can get with public transit is by bus. Quite a few bus lines have a stop for Teatro Marcello, Araceli, or Piazza Venezia, all of which will drop you within a walk of just a minute or two of the Cordonata Capitolina, the stairway leading to Piazza del Campidoglio. If you're looking to avoid stairs, the Colosseo station is the way to go. But if you're able, I recommend climbing the steps. The entire Piazza del Campidoglio is a work of art by Michelangelo Buonarroti, and he built it to be discovered from that stairway. It begins along Via del Teatro di Marcello, which all the aforementioned bus stops are either on or near. Look for the uphill slope, and you should be able to find two upward stairways side by side. From the bottom, you're looking for the one on the right, with the gentler slope. The best place to start listening is at the bottom of those stairs.